Takeaway English from the BBC.
Well, it's that time of the year again. Witches, ghosts, wizards and skeletons are supposed to come out in full force. Yes, Halloween, the 31st of October, the spookiest day of the year, is almost here. There are so many things we can do to enjoy this supernatural day. Sweets, fancy dress, and of course, watching scary films. It's the perfect time for family and friends to watch horror films on the TV in the dark and maybe seek refuge behind the sofa. We're spoilt for choice. There are literally thousands of films to choose from. One of the most famous is 1970s release Carrie, which may fit the bill perfectly. It's a tale of a girl being bullied at school by young women who live to regret it. If it's goriness you want, then The Night of the Living Dead and Evil Dead will provide more zombie slaying and blood splattering than one person can possibly manage. For Hitchcock fans out there, Halloween is the perfect time to watch two of his best-known movies from the 1960s, Psycho and The Birds. Both have aged incredibly well and can still keep the viewers on the edge of their seats with their spine-chilling effects. However, not everyone wants to be frightened on Halloween night. Monsters, Inc. is an animation film set in a land where monsters exist, and the quirky characters are sure to bring a smile to the little ones in the family. Meanwhile, if you want to stay up all night, film series such as The Saw, Nightmare on Elm Street, and maybe Harry Potter are sure to keep you glued to the box for hours. So, turn off the lights, sit back, and enjoy the movies that you've chosen, whether it's revolting, nauseating, or spooky. But remember, don't have nightmares.
Takeaway English from the BBC.